Okay, today's daf is daf chaf chet, and we begin from the Mishnah halacha chet bet. Sorry, halacha bet. So now the Gemara is, we continue talking about workers' rights and things like that. Well, first we're talking about in terms of the conditions when they have to start and stop, and now we're learning about things that even if it's not related to minhag makom, there's certain things minhag Torah that have rights to do, and that is it says elu ochlim minhag that, and we'll see how it's learned in a moment, but the workers have a right midin Torah to eat from what they're working with under certain conditions. Okay, we'll see in a minute. So ha'oseb mechubar lakarka b'shak gemar malacha. If someone's working in a field at the time when it reaches gemar malacha, in this context, it doesn't mean gemar malacha in trumas ma'aser sense. It means when it's finished growing, so when you pick it. And that comes to differentiate. In other words, if they're picking grapes, that's their job. They can eat a couple of grapes along the way. There's nothing wrong with that. Midin Torah, they're allowed to. How much they're allowed to do, that's the next Mishnah. So just to understand that point to start with. It's allowed to pick. However, that's what it means when it reaches Gemar Malacha. However, if it's Betalush Minakark, if we're dealing with products, for example, they're moving wheat and things like that, and it's already been cut, then that situation, they're allowed to eat from the product until it reaches Gemar Malacha. Now, that situation literally means Gemar Malacha for Trumas HaMaaseres. In other words, it's Chayim for Trumas HaMaaseres. And you can no longer eat from a snack. If you remember all the halakhas we learned by Gemara Malacha and Trumas HaMaaseres, then up until that point, they're allowed to eat from it. Okay, so Ashal and importantly, Ubadavashi Gidula Menakarak has to be something that's growing from the ground. We'll see the exclusions from all this in a moment. Because it says, Elusha Eino, there's certain things you're not allowed to eat, even though they are working around food products. So that would be, for example, they happen to be working in a vineyard, but they're not picking the fruits. So it hasn't reached Gemar Malacha, so time of Gemar Malacha in the context of growing. They're weeding or they're digging over the soil around it. No, the Torah doesn't allow it. That's not midin Torah allowed to eat. And also, of the complementary case of the other case, is if they, it's a case with Talush Minakarka, things that are already picked from the ground. So, meaning other products like wheat zappa, it's already reached Gemara Malacha, so it's chayiv and Trumas HaMaaseres. And it also adds ubadavar she'en gudim min alakarka. Also, they're dealing with food products that don't grow on the ground. So a simple example of that would be if they're milking cows, that doesn't grow on the ground, so they'll have drink from the milk. So how do we learn these inclusions and exclusions? We'll get to that soon as well. Haya oseh biyadav alo baraglav. Let's say he's doing some sort of work with his hands only or with his feet only. Or he's only using his shoulder. So he's holding something on his job is to hold this product on his shoulder until the wagon comes and they take it from his shoulder. So not using his hands and feet really at all. In that situation, we say that Kohen Chachamim, he can still eat. However, and this will probably have to start explaining what's going on now. Like, why suddenly he has to use his hands and feet? Rabbi Yossi, because the halacha is actually learned from the. Oh, there's this explicit pasuk that says, it says, when you go into your fenced field, you can eat, if you like, grapes to your heart's content, it sounds like. But you cannot put in your basket. That's what the Torah talks about. That's the rights. However, it's actually learned more closely from the case of the Isur of Chasima, meaning muzzling an ox. Okay? In terms of when that's the case, if a ox is being dash, it's threshing, you're not allowed to muzzle it. So he understands, oh, because then it has to be able to eat while it's working. So he understands, oh, we're going to have a close parallel. We're going to connect the two together, and therefore, just as an ox uses hands and feet, that's the context the Torah is talking about. So too, when we have to be, it's a type of vodah where the person uses hands and feet. When the Chachamim says we don't make that connection. Okay, fine. Let's learn the Gemara now. Elu ochlim mina Torah. These are the thing that's referring to the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabla ki tavo bekeren re'echa sor v'achalta nafshecha savecha. That's a pasuk. Gemara says, one second. Ki alat atat shi'ochal eitzim v'anavim. In other words, the fact that Torah says, oh, the person's coming working in the friend's vineyard, and he's eating grapes. Well, he can eat grapes. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Well, you think you can eat? Why do you have to eat grapes? Sorry, why do you have to try and mention grapes? What else is he going to eat? Wood, leaves, and the like? Or stone, sorry, wood or stone. So matamulama anavim. Shaloi kalef ba'anavim. So this, the different explanations, I'll show you Marfulda and the Pnei Moshe on this case. exactly what the Gemara is trying to exclude here. According to the main Moshe, it says that's to exclude if someone's coming to figs and peeling them and eating in such a way in a field, or they're sucking on grapes and spitting them out, something like that. So the Mara folder says, "Ein zeh derech svia." Okay, shafilu saveya chol lasok. So here we're saying that this is not derech svia, and it sounds like it's to exclude those cases that you're not allowed to do such a thing, because it's derech svia, satisfaction. Otherwise, you're just like enjoying these things, and you're going to. It sounds like you're going to be wasting a lot of food. But it seems to be, according to the Mara folder, that it's the Torah says, because it says, has to be derech svia, meaning a normal way of eating. That's what Torah allows you to do, and not these other fancy ways. However, I'll show you the Pnei Moshe. In other words, Shlo Yiklef, he says, this is Dibra Shlo Yiklef, or Yiklef, sorry, Anavim Kamochehem, you can eat the Anavim as they are, but you can't like suck on them and then spit them out, and also not peeling these te'enim. One understanding, Shlo Yichol Habet, because in that situation, you will be eating far more of the product in the field. Now, the Torah lets you eat, but not in a wasteful way that you're going to eat eating up much more than is a normal manner of eating. Okay. In other words, to be satisfied, I can eat a number of grapes, or if I'm sucking, spitting, I'm saying, yeah, I'm going to consume a lot more. That's the Pnei Moshe's exclusion. Another understanding, another reason, it's the Svara to say you cannot eat in this manner, is take a grape and eat it, that's fine. Or if you take a te'ena fig and eat it, it's pretty quick, it's fine. But if you're going to start sitting and peeling it, you're going to spend a lot more time in the act of eating than actually than doing work. So therefore, there's the mirror of the pasuk is again sounds like achata v'ashcha v'savecha, that it's to eat in a normal way. That's what the Torah is saying, right? According to different pshats. Then it says as follows. Now haya oseh biyadav aval b'lo raglav. It's as we explained. Now the Gemara says, how do I know that it does that? I don't have to use my hands and feet like an ox, like Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, amar avla k'tiv ki tavo bekemarecha. Kitavom is any manner in which you're coming to the field. That's a simple understanding there. Now the Gemara says, Tani biadav, what type of work is someone doing only with their hands? That's, here I've got different gears, but the Mara folder reads here, oged, that's when he's bundling. He's sitting on the ground, he's bundling things up. You're fair. What's beraglav? That's mekametz, afilu, that's next, mekametz here, or the Mara folder says, masmich, it says masmich, perakasocher garas, mekametz, different gears here, but a kol echad really mekametz u'masmich ha'peir la'makom echad b'raglav. He's sort of like sweeping them around, off, moving them along with his feet. Okay, and I feel like tefoto, and even if it's simply on his shoulders, as we said, he's simply holding on his shoulders. Rapulda says, nonetheless, in other words, not he's just holding it there. He's not walking with it. He's not transporting it. He's not using his hands or feet. He's just holding it on his shoulders. Then he can still eat in that kind according to the chachamim. Now Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. That was his opinion. Now, there's different girsot here. I'm going to read it as I have in front of me, like the Osvada, I think, changes, if I'm not mistaken. And that's, I think, Mara Fulda explains it. So it says as follows. How do you understand why Yadavraglav? Because Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda Merit, Daish. He learns from the case of Disha. Ma Daish, meaning Kedisha Shoshor. Importantly, Mara Fulda says, Kedaish, Kedisha Shoshor, Shu Dash Bein Raglav, Raglav. Who are then poils? Shinichasima itkish chosem lenichsam. There's a hekesh between the person is muzzling and the animal that would be muzzled, and we learn the similar dinim apply to both. That's why it says ma daish miuchad davar shuhu oseh biadav raglav v'gufo. In other words, when the ox is doing this malach of disha, where we're not allowed to muzzle it, he's using its, well, it doesn't have hands and feet, but it's front and hind legs. It's like hands and feet, really, and its body. Yatsa oseh biyadav alo braglav, braglav alo biyatsav, braglav alo bugufo. Okay. However, now the Gemara continues. Other drashas that we're learning from Daish, which are, according to Mara Fulda, divrei hakol, everyone agrees with that. So here, we learn, even the Chachamim learn from Shor B'Dishor. For certain dinims, like we learn a mission to restrict the scope of which a person is allowed to learn, it just doesn't learn the hands and feet concept like Rabbi Yossi does, because we've got this whole, we saw in the beginning of the piece, the Gemara, kitavo bekemarecha, in other, any manner of which is coming to the field to work. Okay, so ma daish miuchad shehu talush, just as when it is disha, daish, it's something that's talush mina karaka, meaning, okay, it's threshing out the wheat, the kernels from the wheat stalks. Yatsa me'ader begafanim, someone's just like digging or hoeing by the gafanim, menachesh, it's weeding by the shum garlic or basalin or onions, or bekaflotin, which is another type of like an onion, So in other words, we see from dash, it's got to be something that is picked. So here it's when he's picking it and not when he's waiting around it. No right to eat at that stage. Next, madash miuchad davar shigidulo min hakarka. This is the case of dash, it's referring to a product that grows in the ground. Yatza choleva megaben o mekabetz she'en gidulo min hakarka. So here we can see all these mi'utim, all these exclusions we saw in the Mishnah coming out. How the Chachamim understand it? Really, really deep call. And that is, just as dash is something that is grows from the ground, that excludes if he's milking and or doing other things in the cheese making process. Doesn't grow from the ground. This is dash hasn't reached gemar malacha yet because it's threshing it out. Again, when's gemar malacha for wheat? When it's all banged out and eventually all the kernels are pulled in a pile and it's smoothed over. So yatsa hayayin mishikba, that excludes cases where you've reached gemar malacha. For example, they've already completed the wine and they've skimmed the top off. This is, we meant this was with marmalacha for oil once it reaches the pool at the bottom. Fine, and a habodel b'tmarim mafrid grogarot. This is when he's separating tmarim or grogarot dried figs once they've already reached marmalacha. And again, that's where he not be able to eat from that because in we and when I say because it's reached marmalacha trumas amasras, or the point of with chayv and trumas amasras, there's two ways to understand this. It's going to be important later for the Gemara. Either it's that's the reason, or it's an indication of the time beyond which you cannot eat from it anymore. So there's two ways to understand it. Point out that's two ways to understand it because you'll see when we learn the Gemara towards the end of the daf. Now, yes, ma daish shalom ba lizikat masro. Just as dash hasn't yet reached zikat masro, yatsa halash mekatefa ofesh shabaz zikat masro. And here we're talking about someone's working a bakery. Once it reaches, like he's rolled the dough and everything. Once you've got to Gilgul, if you remember that Issa. That's already chayvin chala. Okay, so zo too, we're not just talking about field work, also talking about baking. Once it reaches the point of chiyuv chala, also you cannot be able to, the worker wouldn't be able to take a bit and eat for himself. Okay, fine. Now, the Gemara says, Salah Gimel. Haya ose b'tanim lo'achal banavim. If he's working in figs, he cannot free him from grapes. Banavim, if he's contracted to work in or paid to work in with grapes, he cannot eat from figs. Because to eat from, it's talking about the product he's working with. Aval, what he can do. There's nothing stopping him from saying, okay, I'm a bit hungry, I don't have to eat it now, but I can wait. I know the ones down the end of the row get more, I don't know, get more sun or something, and they're going to be nicer ones. He's allowed to hold off and take from there. It's not a problem. Okay? Similarly, so what they're saying here is that even though really, it's while he is doing the pickings ladder eat, and technically, when he's going from row to row, he wouldn't be allowed to. It's the Chachamim said that it's to the benefit of the balasadeh or bala, the orchard, to say that the workers can eat as it's going from row to row, because that way is like he's using the so-called downtime in transit to do the eating, and it's not wasting his time. That's what's saying. In other words, hashava means you're returning a potential loss. So the time, okay, that is can for a back way back from the press, and it says that reference says Marafulda says mefarsh bebavli until is porek palechetan. It's like the end point when it's someone's it seems to be transporting, they'll be able to eat from the product until it's broken, until it's offloaded. That's considered the end. Okay, fine. This is talking about the chamor can eat from the load. Okay, let's continue. Now the Gemara says, "Hayose b'tanim." So Amarab Laktiv ki tavo b'kerem ra'acha v'achal tanavim kenafshecha v'savecha or savecha. So the pasuk once again says, when you're going again, what someone's going in working in his friend's field, and he's eating. Sorry, the kerem is an orchard, and he's eating from grapes. The Gemara comments, "V'chi ma yesh bekerem? What bananas grow in vineyards? No, obviously you're going to eat grapes from a vineyard. Bekerem. So in other words, v'chi amash bekerem lo chal el anavim. No, lelamedcha to teach you haya al sebetenim lo chal banavim banim lo chal atayim. The fact that Torah went over, it's why another drash we can do the pasuk to teach you. Oh, when you're going in your friend's field. Orchard, sorry. So orchard. Vineyard, gets it right. You're working with friends, kerem is vineyard, you can eat grapes. To teach you that if you're contracting grapes, you can only eat grapes and not any other food product. But that's again the limit of the Torah. Nizna halacha dalet. Ochel pol kishut, afilu bedinar, sorry, or kotev afilu bedinar. If someone's working in cucumbers or whatever it is, like dates, that he's able to eat even a dinar's worth. Meaning, a dinar's worth, understanding here, according to Mepharshim, is even if it's more than you normally get paid to do that work. Okay? So more than his fee. However, Rabbi Elazar Chisma Omer, lo yochal poal yoter ha'schoros. No, he can only eat in terms of the value of food is eat by way of Torah, is if you like, up until the value of his actual wage. Now, how do we learn this? Because it says, midichtiv, the Maror Fulda points out, it says, midichtiv, like your nefesh. Now, nefesh, the way I translated before, is like to your heart's content. Okay? The kenafshe is like your nefesh. Meaning, that understanding, the nefesh, is like your schira. Why should Moshe nafsho sakana? Because what is someone giving over there, risking their life for their income, for their wage? Okay, that's the understanding. I'm putting myself, I'm exerting myself, I'm doing dangerous things, I'm climbing high trees for my wage. So kenafshecha, the understanding kenafshecha is you can only eat equivalent to your wage. So it's not just a nice recommendation, as we'll see in the next opinion. It's midin Torah. There's a limit that you can only eat. The worker can only work, like eat from the field up until his wage. However, the final opinion is Chachamim Matirim. Now, Chachamim say effectively the same thing as the first opinion. The first opinion says you can even eat a dinar's worth. However, what's different is, according to the Bavli, is this recommendation. However, even though technically Minat Torah, there's no limit how much you can eat, you kind of tell the guy, listen, you want to be employable in the city? It's not a good idea to start pigging out on the food that you're working with, because you're not going to get a job tomorrow or anywhere else. So, in other words, we give him advice that might not be the best thing to do. Kotzetz Adam al yedei atzmo va al yedei beno bito gdolim va al yedei avdo v'shvat gdolim va al yedei ishto mipnei shehem dat. Now, this kotzetz, what it means is the person can make an agreement and say, look, I won't eat anything if you increase my fee. He can say, I'll forego my Torah right to eat. I won't eat anything as long as you increase my fee by a certain amount. And he can do that not just for himself. Let's say he's working with his family in the field for his benobito gedolim, his adult children, or his eved and shifra gedolim that are adult, or even al yedei ishto. Why? Because they're medab, because they will be able to agree to this deal and fulfill it. Aval eino kotzetz lo yedei beno ubito haktanim, but he can't kotzetz for his young children, or a servant or maid servant that are young, but or not even his behemah. He can't do that because they don't have dat. In other words, importantly, the idea or machli that they'll be able to mocher. That's understanding my folder says. Not just they were able to fulfill it, but they have to be able to mochel on that Torah right in place of the money. And young kids, they don't have the halach, understanding of halachic import to be able to do so. Okay, let's continue the Gemara. Ochel po kishon afilu bidina. So Rabbi Lazar ben Antigonus Omer b'shem Rabbi Lazar ben Yanai. Zot Omer. We see from Shir Chachamim this is afilu bidina. Ochel po yoter al scharol, that a worker can eat according to Tanakama, without even any like a warning. He can eat even more than he's being paid. The food he eats in value can be more than he's being paid. However, inta amrin Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai says Zot Omer shochel po eshkol rishon veeshkol acharon. They can even eat. This seems to imply they can even eat the first bunch or even the last bunch. Now, what's important about the first bunch of grapes he eats or the last bunch of grapes? So I'll just show you the Maror Fulda, a little bit of it. It says, in other words, he's coming to work and the first thing he does is pick up a bunch of grapes and eats it. Even though he's paid to pick up grapes, clearly, he's allowed to do that. Similar to the last bunch of grapes that he meets in the field. Even despite the fact he has nothing left more to do in work, he's still okay. You might think you can only start the whole Torah heter, or sorry, like a life. Yeah, the heter of the Torah to eat from the grapes is only once you've at least given the balabaitza, or as long as you've got more work to do. The chiddush here, Zot Omer, seems to be from this chiddush, the Gemara understands that you can even eat the first bunch or even the last bunch. Okay, hopefully, we've got some more detail, but we'll leave it at that. Now, halach, this is now halacha hey. Hasocher po'olav lasot imo be'netar revay shelo. So if you recall, the first 3 years of a tree's planting, it's considered all you're not allowed to eat from any of the food, so there's no workers there. But in the fourth year it's netar revay, if you remember, for fruit trees, and it's much like maaser sheni. So you cannot eat it outside. Your shlamim, eat it there, or you redeem it, much like Maaseh Sheni. If you recall, this is how similar to Maaseh Sheni or not was a machlok we saw in the Mishnah. But essentially, I think Beit Hillel that you simply would add a fifth to its value when you redeem and take the Maaseh Sheni, either like a korban or other food, and eat it there. That's in Tervaya. The problem is you've got a worker now. Midin Torah, what can the worker do? The worker's meant to be able to eat from the field, and he might go with the assumption that I'm able to be eating from this fruit. But the Gemara says, Hare Elul, he cannot eat. So if it's Netar Ravah, he comes to the field, he's not allowed to eat from it because he's not allowed to eat from this fruit outside Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, however, as Mishnah says, Im Lohidiyo, if he didn't let the guy know, the worker, that this is a Netar Ravah field, then the owner's responsible, Poder V'Ochlan, that he must redeem this fruit in order that he can be able to eat from it. Okay? Now, Nitparsu Igulav, Uniftechu Chaviotav. So here, igul is usually a cake of pressed figs. So once it's all pressed together, that's Gemar Malacha, it reached Trumas HaMaaser, it's finished. Or barrels of wine, once it's sealed over, that's Nigmar Malacha. What happens if that final process is rolled back somewhat? It's fallen apart, or the barrels have been opened, and you hire workers to come finish it off. Now, from the outset, it might look like it hasn't reached Gemar Malacha, can eat from it. But it has reached Gemar Malacha. It chayiv in Trumas HaMaaser, they can't eat from it. Same thing. So therefore, Hare Elul lo yachlu, they cannot eat from it. V'im lo hodiyan, if you didn't let the workers know, then you've got to separate trumas and maasros for them in order that they can eat and drink from it. Okay, fine. And the Gemara now says as follows: Kol so hasochet Kol now the gerus in front of us is Kol shekiyotze bo bala lezikat maasrot ve'isur acher garam lo scharo stam podeo machil maaser. So to explain, I'll show you the Mara folded inside, then I'm going to compare it with the Chazon Yecheskel. This first line, effectively, they say the same thing, even though he does a girsa change. Meaning, kol kashiyatze bo, meaning, heicha deleike isor acher ba'al zikat ha'maaser. Meaning, if it wasn't for any other side reason, if you like, it would have become to zikat ma'aseres. So a normal field. However, sheyesh bo tom per chiyuv, there is a chiyuv of ma'aseres. Ha'vahacha, she isor acher gorem lo, ain't nobody zikat maaser, but here in this situation, they won't come to a zikat maaser. They won't come to a chiyuv trumas maaser. Why? Because it's netar ravai. Therefore, she maaser on davai. Then we say scharostam, and importantly, he says shelo hidiyo, didn't let him know she was netar ravai. Then he has to redeem it. Like the case of the Mishnah, and that's effectively the way as I said, the Chazon Chetz explains of Tosefta. He makes a slightly gizus change, meaning. He says, it's not going to come to Trumas HaMaaser because of this Isor Acher Garam Lo. Okay, but it's effectively the same thing here, just the way they read the words is slightly different. However, it's the second case that is different, and I'll explain it according to both Marfulda and the Chazon Cheskel. So it says, however, so in here, Machil, now Katsatzimo, the understanding is, that she, according to the Marfulda, she na im bala bait amanacho chel, then arezio chel. Meaning then has to provide food. But it's actually here the Chazon Cheskel says, harezio eino chel, shekatzatz imo litol ma'ot. Now he understands katzatz imo not to eat, but katzatz imo, like we explained in the Mishnah, katzatz imo was, says, look, I won't eat and you give him the money instead, then he has to pay the money. Okay? That's the way, that's the case. However, so the next case really is very, very different understandings. So I'll read it as we have it in front of you, and then I'll show you the Chazon Cheskel's way. So I'll read the mouthful inside. It says, which means, which took on produce that doesn't reach the third. So for some reason, what seems to be that he's got workers trying to cut this fruit. It could be like shachat for animal feed. So it's very, very unripe. And it's not ever going to get to zikat maasrod. So it's not reached the time of onat maasrod. If you pick it up before, then even if it's not netar, because it's not going to reach it because you're picking it early. And he hires them stam without knowledge, ain ochel, they cannot eat from that food. If you want to say you didn't tell them, harim ro'im, what if they can see what they're working? They're working in a field of unripe produce. There's no misleading here. I've contracted you to pick my unripe produce. Well, clearly it's unripe produce. So there's no misleading. And they can't eat from them. Hare hen ro'in she'ein bahem chiyuv zikot masros. V'yodim hem she'ein po'alim. And they know that, this is an important point according to Marfulda, that workers won't eat, can't eat from a product that can't come to have a zikot masros. They can't come to have chiyuv trumas masros. Okay. V'im katzatzi mo, if I'll be katzatzi mo, hare ochel. But if there was some sort of condition that says, I will provide you with food, he has to go ahead and do so. Okay, that's the Marafulda's explanation of the sugya. So in other words, if we're dealing, let's go through the Marafulda's, if we're dealing with something that ostensibly could come to Ichir Masra, but there's it's a racher garam lo, and if it's stam, we said, then he has to put el machil. But if we're doing something where it's quite clear we're dealing with a project we'll never reach on a Masra, and like this unripe produce that he's cutting for animals, and the workers can see it up front, and they know that workers cannot eat from such foods that weren't cut to have a zikat masrod, then there's no misleading. He doesn't have, even if it's stomach, he doesn't have to pay for it. Okay. What's interesting, I'll just show you here. We've got a minute or two. Now, I'll just, if we go over this last little bit, v'kol she'enu kotzebo. So here, the Chazon Yecheskel and the Tosefta explains, v'kol shu kiyotze, meaning kol shu yotzebo ba'al zikot masrod. For example, we're dealing with food that nigmar malacha. The isur acher, it's not isur acher, it's saying the heter acher gramlo. Now, heter acher gramlo, he explains that we're talking about food that came from Wutzlaritz. Okay? So he said, and uscharostam, if uscharostam, they cannot ein ochel, they cannot eat from this food. Now, you might think, what are you talking about? I thought the point in time of which I cannot eat from the food as a worker is once it reaches chiyuv trumas hamasrot in the processing. And this is from Chutzaritz. It's part of from Trumas HaMasrot, so can I eat? And he explains here, no, that's the point is not whether, to read the Lashon, Demidi Masir Garim La, Gmar Malacha Garim. Meaning, it's not becoming Chayv and Trumas HaMasrot that is the cutoff, and therefore it's from Chutz Aretz, there's never a cutoff. No, Gmar Malacha is a cutoff. In other words, the Chiyuv Trumas HaMasrot is like an indication, a siman, and not the root cause of when the cutoff time is for a worker that he cannot eat from the product anymore. So that's what he's saying. However, in Katzatzimo, if however he made a condition with him, he has to obviously Hare Zeochel. He has to provide food, presumably. I think that's how he explains the end of it. Okay, beseder. Kol tov, everyone. We'll continue from Halacha next year.